I guess he deserves what we're gonna give him. Stan, we went on this vacation to spend time together. And that starts now.
Oh, but he's got such a sweet smile.
I'm gonna shoot him in his face.
Look, the sooner we kill this guy, the sooner we can start enjoying ourselves. Oh, I signed us up for hot air ballooning at sunset.
Come on, what's so hard about it?
Bam, bam, bam. I just killed that waiter, a baby, and a fat guy and a rascal.
Okay, well, you figure it out while I take out these two.
Bam. Bam!
Should have done that a long time ago.
Steve killed somebody?
Stan, you've done enough. I will not have this Christmas ruined. Now we're just gonna bury that body deep in the woods and never talk about it again.
I can't believe we're burying this guy in the woods.
I can't believe you guys didn't let me smash his teeth out and cut off his hand.
What?
You wanna get away with this or not?
Yeah, I killed my college roommate.
I can't believe you didn't know that. I stabbed her.
Stan, I gave up on all that years ago. I have a new dream now. You want to know what it is? You really want to know? My dream is to destroy George Clooney. That arrogant, overrated, memo-writing bastard!
He's not even an actor! He just does the same cheesy move every time.
Looks down, then looks back up, squinting underneath his eyebrows.
And everybody's buying it! God, if I just had the chance, I know exactly how I'd bring him down. You see, Clooney's never fallen in love. It's always a fling here, a fling there. Well, I'd make him fall in love with me. And then I'd break his heart and watch him cry until his eyeballs bleed. I'd better run. George Clooney's head is about to have a big opening weekend. What is this about? Just look at that f- with cucumbers on his eyes.
Midlife crisis?
Wait, future senator? Oh, I will f- chop his head in two.
I've been in a few fights in my day. About 200, maybe 250.
You're dead, Becky!
Where did the time go?
Okay, for the next 2 weeks, we're locking ourselves down here, and I'm training you until you are an unstoppable fighting machine! I can't do this! You're just terrible! You can't even make a fist!
I'm no good for you right now, Steve. You are so frustrating. I'm gonna go down to SeaWorld, punch a dolphin in the face.
Better.
They mailed us the tickets for our cruise.
I don't know. That's the first time it's ever happened to me. Back door. I'll get the key under the mat. That's the first time that's ever happened. You gotta believe me.
Wow, look at you ready for a run.
Hey, I could join you. There's actually nothing in this bowl.
Okay,
can you hit the light?
Jail? She'll never survive. Tiny cells, the gangs, getting shanked in the cafeteria.
The first couple stabs break the skin, and then they really get in there.
So to answer your questions, John from Cincinnati is my favorite HBO show. Lycos is my preferred search engine. And when it comes to World War II, I gotta go with my boys, the Access Powers.
Right. What keeps a book from getting published?
Great.
Let's throw a little bestiality up in this memoir. That blind guy's German Shepherd is probably DTF, so get to it.
Okay.
What else could keep this memoir from being published?
Girl, I could make a pipe bomb in my sleep.
Yeah, but we can rewrite this memoir like we did Pride and Prejudice.
A gallon of rubber cement, a half cup of salt, 10 pounds of manure, a steel pipe, and a Barbie leg for a fuse.
Voila!
Oh my God, you're right. None of this is my fault. Kathy, you are amazing.
Now, I'm gonna call you friend.
They're Coach Kathy.
Coach Kathy, Stan.
Coach Kathy, silly. The CIA grief counselor you sent.
I don't know what I'd do without her.
Quit shaking her boobs, Stan. She likes girls.